The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madanishin, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. Today we will talk about how to make most of Ramadan. How to spend Ramadan. What should be done in this blessed month. Be with us from beginning till end, immense amount of knowledge inshallah you'll be learning. Let's make few good intentions also. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlu Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qattar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, I'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make this intention, you'll watch this from beginning to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, we are breathing in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. A month which is full of blessings. A month which has come to give us forgiveness. A month which has come to free us from the fire of hell. A month where the blessings are showering like a rain. A month in which du'as are accepted. But the question is, have we done any sort of planning? How will we spend this Ramadan? What acts will we perform in this Ramadan? What sort of ibadah will we perform in this Ramadan? This schedule, have we got any sort of planning or not? Respected viewers, planning is the most important part of anything or any event or any program. Ramadan is one of the most sacred and important events in Islam, months in Islam. Whenever it comes, we need to prepare, we need to plan, we need to get ready, we need to make a schedule. How will we spend Ramadan? And how will we make the most of Ramadan? This is the topic, as I earlier said. If we have not planned yet, we should do it. Those, they are the psychologists, experts. They have laid down the principles of success. And one of the most important principles of success of anything is that it should have preparation, planning, well in advance. And those they do planning, those they make their schedule, and they do not waste time. Whereas those that do not have any planning, any schedule, any preparation for anything, they end up wasting a lot of time. How sad is this fact that if we have got a very small gathering in our home, any event, small event, any function at home, how early we start planning, how early we start thinking, how early we start making list, okay? Who will come? Where will they sit? What will be the food menu? What will we cook? What about the cards? Do we have to print cards, send invitations? And there is so much, you can imagine, which involves well in advance planning. For a small function at home, we do make efforts. Respected viewers, what about Ramadan al-Kareem? A month which is there to give us forgiveness, barakah, blessings, freedom from the fire of hell. But sadly, when Ramadan comes, many people, they have got no planning whatsoever. They've got no preparations whatsoever, except the preparations for the food, okay? What will be the food preparations in Sahri and Iftar? This is what we think. But today we are more focused on talking about is the preparation in terms of ibadah, preparations in terms of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. preparations in terms of spending the first Ashra of Ramadan in worship. Preparations in planning how will we spend the second Ashra of Ramadan and how will we spend the last 10 days of Ramadan. What form of ibadat will we do? How will we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we make efforts that we can attain the most blessings in the first Ashra? That we are able to get forgiveness in the second Ashra and we get the freedom from the fire of hell in the last Ashra. And I would like to give another example, right? Sadly, we do not have no preparations for Ramadan al-Kareem, but as soon as Eid arrives, the days of Eid come closer, we start planning, we start thinking, even during Ramadan people start thinking that how will they spend Eid? What clothes will they wear? What shoes will they wear? And what sort of foods, what food menu will there be? And what will be the sweet dishes, desserts, which needs to be prepared, and so forth. But sadly, people, they have got no planning whatsoever for Ramadan. But let me remind you, what was the practice of our Sahaba Ikram, Alayhim Ridwan, companions of the Prophet, who got tarbiyah from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. They were haris of good deeds. Haris mean they were greedy to perform good deeds, more and more good deeds. Yes, greed is of two types. One is negative greed, which is condemned, and one is positive. Being greedy in terms of good deeds, that I get more and more hasanat, more and more good deeds. This is good and praised. And Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, they were haris, they were greedy in terms of good deeds. How could they accumulate as much as possible? And they would make sure that the maximum amount of reward is attained. And whenever Mah Shaban's moon was sighted, and these Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, they would start preparing for Ramadan al-Kareem. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that as soon as the moon of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam was sighted, Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they would get inclination towards the recitation of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. They would get focus that now they have to start reciting the Holy Quran. They would calculate their zakah and they would give it to ghuraba and masakeen, needy and orphans, right? Those they were the poor, those they were the needy, they would give zakah so that they can also have preparations for Ramadan, for fasting of Ramadan. And then further it is mentioned that those they were the businessmen, right, merchants, they would pay off their debts. And if they had to take their loan, they would get from others. That's how they would get themselves free from all these give and take, the affairs, the financial matters. And this is how they would try to get themselves focused in worship. And they will make the most of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us tawfiq that we also prepare this Ramadan. We also make planning. We need to have some sort of schedule that this Ramadan will be the different Ramadan. Insha'Allah. Throughout my life, I may have spent many Ramadan, but this will be the best one. This will be the most effective one. And I will try my level best that I will recite Quran. I will do more ibadah in terms of nawafil. I will give more charity in this Ramadan. I'll spend my days and nights, my moments of Ramadan, which I have not done before. That way, inshallah. When we plan, then we'll be able to act upon. Then we'll be able to do something for that planning. And the better way, an effective way of planning is that you should note down that many Qurans I will recite, that many durood I will recite, that many dhikr and adhkar I will recite, that many nafil I will recite, I will not miss my tahajjud salah, I will not miss a single fast of Ramadan. Okay, before iftar, these are the du'as I'll make. When it is suhoor, what du'as will I make, right? And I will be offering tahajjud salah, awwabin salah, ishraq, chasht, right? Salatul duha, in different nawafil, qiyamul layl, whatever I could do, I'll do. Salatul taraweeh, inshallah, won't miss. with Jamaat, with Takbir Ula in the first row, I will offer Salah, I'll go to Masjid. Okay. These are the beautiful intentions you can make. And then you should have that kind of schedule, that that's how I'm going to plan. If I need to go to work, then how will I schedule my work? Okay. And how will I do the balance between my work and my ibadah and the beautiful days of Ramadan and the nights of Ramadan? When you note it down, when you write it down, then it becomes easier for you to follow that, to implement that schedule. Right? Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, if you just make a planning in your mind and then time comes and you become lazy and then you do not focus, it's a good idea to write it down how you're going to spend your Ramadan. And when you are making a jadwal, a schedule, right, you need to prioritize what comes first and the foremost. Definitely, fara'id and wajibat, Allahu Akbar. These are those ibadat which must be prioritized, because one fard in Ramadan becomes 70 times in excellence in terms of reward in Ramadan al-Kareem. So you should prefer and prioritize the fard acts. Okay, they must be at the top of the list. For example, one can think that the knowledge which is fard upon me to seek, okay, whatever areas of knowledge, you should go and seek that information also, because in fact we need to seek the knowledge that what knowledge is fard upon me to seek, to learn at this moment in time when I'm breathing. Yes, different stages of life, different phases of life, different part of knowledge become fard upon a believer. But sadly, we don't even know that what is fard upon me. What do I have to learn? What is must for me to seek that knowledge? You need to go and speak to Imam Sahib, or Ali Bidin, scholar, Islamic scholar, and ask him that what is fard upon me right now? This is my age. Tell them your condition, whatever you know and what you don't know. Then they will guide you that you are at this stage of your life. This is fard for you to seek knowledge. Yes, many respected viewers of Madani Sharon, as soon as you become baligh, okay, it becomes fard upon you to seek the knowledge even beforehand. One should try that he should know that what is the masail of salah, because salah is going to become fard soon. Before you get Islamically adult, you should have that knowledge. How to make yourself pure, paki, napaki, taharat, right? Purity, ghusl, wudu, these are the important bits one should know. Likewise, you can think that there are certain senses of knowledge which become fard upon you at different phases of life. You need to seek knowledge. And why don't you seek knowledge, especially which is fard upon you this Ramadan? So this way, inshallah, reward will also be multiplied and you can effectively increase knowledge too. You need to have some sort of planning that you will be offering your qada salah also. If there are certain salahs upon you which you have to offer, as qada, missed salah, you need to have some time for the offering them too. If you would like to seek knowledge which is fard upon you, okay, you can download the book Blessings of Ramadan, Laws of Salah. Okay, there is a book called Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein Sawal Jawab. It is available in Urdu. Ghibat Ki Tawakariyan. Like, this is also a book regarding backbiting, a cancer of society. You can find these books on www.dawatislami.net and you can start reading them, learning them. If you don't understand, go to an Islamic scholar, Imam Sahib of your local masjid, Sunni Islam scholar. Ask them, they will guide you inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In addition to that, you have got books like Bahare Shariat and other books of Maktabatul Madina. Okay, you need to have some sort of time slot to read, a reading time to increase your knowledge, especially the knowledge which is fard upon you to seek. Alhamdulillah, whenever Ramadan al-Kareem arrives, we've got Madani Muzakiras. Madani Muzakira is a program in which you see Amir of Al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, guiding the Ummah, answering the questions which are asked regarding Sharia, Islamic rulings, regarding tib, and various subjects are discussed regarding day-to-day routine life. There is so much to learn from that. You can increase your fardulum, you can increase your knowledge, Islamic knowledge, and many, many, many additional Madini pearls are there to learn for your day-to-day routine life. Alhamdulillah, every day you've got Madini Muzakara, rather twice a day, you get the opportunity, you can get the sohbat, you can get the company of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, you should have some sort of time slot during Ramadan that I will be watching this program, one of the most watched program on Madini channel, alhamdulillah, that I will watch and I will increase my knowledge. One Madini Muzakara is held according to Pakistan's time after Salatul Asr, and one is done after Salatul Taraweeh. In addition to that, there is a book called Ramazan al-Mubarak ki subho sham guzarne ka tarika, a method of spending Ramadan al-Mubarak. And if you know that Urdu language, this is a wonderful book to read, and alhamdulillah, it gives you a way how will you spend your days and nights of Ramadan al-Kareem. It also includes the schedule of i'tikaf, how to spend time in i'tikaf the last 10 days. Alhamdulillah. So then inshallah you'll get an idea how to worship, what to worship, what forms of worship are there which I can do and I can make most of Ramadan. Respective viewers of Madini channel, where you will be inshallah making your jadwal, preparing for Ramadan, planning for Ramadan, spending most of your time in ibadah, you'll try your level best. Why not do i'tikaf at least of last 10 days, the last ashra. This is one of the best ways to spend Ramadan's last 10 days. Alhamdulillah. And there are certain Ashikan and Rasul, they don't just do the last 10 days, the Sunnah itikaf, rather they do complete Ramadan in itikaf. Like initial 20 days are Nafil itikaf, they spend that inside the masjid, they learn, they educate themselves, they spend time in ibadah, and then they finally join the 10 days, the last sunnah, i'tikaf. If you've got time, you can take off 1 month, inshallah. You should sit and spend whole Ramadan in masjid, inshallah. Now imagine how much knowledge will you gain, how much Quran you'll be able to recite. Sometimes you'll do a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you'll do the qiraat, you'll do the recitation of Quran, and then you'll be seeking knowledge, you'll be reading books inshallah, you'll be making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shedding tears, asking duas in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you'll be disconnected from the worries, tensions, issues of this dunya. You'll be sitting inside the masjid, you'll try to connect yourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that taste, that is something different. You can only feel that when you are there in the masjid, when you are sitting in the itikaf for whole 30 days, respectively. If you can do it once, then you will realize how will you enjoy, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. But if you cannot do all 30 days, why not sit in the itikaf for last 10 days, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, the one who did 1 day's i'tikaf for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will dig 3 trenches between him and Jahannam, fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. And do you know the distance of that trench? How wide, big will that be? But the distance or the width of that trench would be equal to the distance of east to west. Allahu Akbar Kabira. How big is this world? And how far are east and west? So how big that trench would be? Not only one, 3 trenches. These 3 trenches will be dug in between that person and Jahannam who will do 1 day's itikaf for the pleasure of Allah. Now imagine 10 days itikaf. Now imagine 30 days itikaf. This is the reward of Ramadan. This is why we love Ramadan. That's the beauty of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. It comes to give us such huge amount of rewards what we cannot even imagine. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates, man i'takafa imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. who did itikaf with iman with intention to gain reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In another hadith, it is mentioned that the one who performed 10 days itikaf of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he is as he has done 2 Hajj and 2 Umrah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. 2 Hajj and 2 Umrah. How hard that is to perform. But you get the reward if you do 10 days of itikaf. Ibn Majah Sharif just mentioned, the one who performs itikaf, he remains protected from sins. And for him, all those good deeds are written, which are written for those they perform those deeds. Meaning the mu'takif who, due to itikaf, is not able to perform certain deeds inside the masjid, which he could have done outside, Allahu Akbar, he gets their reward too, as other people they are performing and they are getting. Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says, mu'takif gets one hajj reward every day. Allahu Akbar Kabira. It is sunnat mu'akkida ala al-kifaya, right? So we should do this. And within a community or society or colony or town, then one person at least should do that. Respect to us today, you learned that planning is important, preparation is important. Like, inshallah, this Ramadan will make the most. Whatever days are left, let's make them the best days of our life, inshallah. And do as much as ibadah you can do, but do plan, do prepare, and do take targets, set certain goals, and then try to achieve. Do recite Quran, do offer salah, do sit in itikaf. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of The Journey of Ramadan. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.